And if something was very common and you didn't have to look for it in a special place, you'd say you could find that just about
anywhere.
And if someone slipped this way, fell over.
Backwards.
And this way.
Forwards.
And say if you've been fishing and I ask you, did you catch it? You might say, no, what a one.
Hmm?
If you've been fishing and I ask you, did you catch any fish? You might say, no.
Not a one.
Did you ever say near?
No.
Have you heard that?
Yeah.
How would you hear it used?
Well, in much the same way, Maria. What was the phrase? I can't think of it now. I don't know, it's sort of, it's been, I've read it recently in that book. Nary a one or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did your grandfather say that?
No, I've never heard that down here.
And talking about a spoiled child, you might say, when he grows up, he's going to have trouble. What is not? Talking about probably, you'd say.
He's going to have trouble adjusting, right?
Well, do you ever say, use the expression like is not or apt is not to mean probable?
Oh, no.
Have you ever heard either one of those?
Likely. Likely to have trouble.
Okay. And if you got rid of all the brush and trees on your land, you'd say you did what?
Cleared it.
And wheat is tied up into a...
bushels.
Okay. And what do you have to do with the oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Thresh it.
So you say that oats
are threshed.
Okay. And if there was something that we had to do today, just the two of us, you could say we'll have to do it, or you could say
we're gonna do it.
Or if you don't use the word we, you'd say
I'm gonna do it.
Do you ever say you and I or me and you or
you and me.
Okay. And what if you're talking about a friend of yours and yourself, you'd say?
You mean like we're or?
Or if you say he and I or me and
Rob? Oh, no. Me and Rob. Or me and Rick or something like that.
Okay. And you'd say he doesn't want just you or just me for that job.
He needs us both.
Okay. Do you ever hear people say he needs all two of us?
No.
How would you say that?
You mean, how would I say he needs us both? Like
okay.
That.
You wouldn't ever say all two.
No.
And if you knock at the door and somebody asks who's there, and you know that they'll recognize your voice, you might say it's
Chris.
Or?
It's me.
Okay. And say if I ask you, was that John at the door? You say, yeah, that was.
That was him.
And if there's a woman, that was.
That was her.
And two people.
That was them.
Okay, just a second. And talking about how tall you are, you say, he's not as tall as...
as I am.
Or I'm not as tall.
He is.
Hmm?
As he is.
And he can do that better.
Than I can.
And you had been out to Texas and hadn't gone any more west than that. You'd say Texas is...
as far west as I've been.
Or... what's another way of saying that?
It's as far as I've gone or something.
Have you ever said all the farther or the furthest or
the furthest.
Hmm?
The furthest.
And if something belongs to me, you'd say it's
yours.
And if it belongs to both of us,
it's ours.
And to them,
it's theirs.
And to him,
it's his.
And to her,
it's hers.
Do you ever hear people say his'n or yourn or anything like that?
No.
And if there was a group of people at your house and they were getting ready to leave, you'd say, well, I hope what come back again. I hope.
I hope you'll be back or a group.
Mm-hmm.
I hope y'all will come again or something like
okay.
That.
Okay. How do you use the word y'all? Do you ever use it to just one?